from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Joining us now, he is Jeff Hem, voice of the Nashville Sounds here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Follow Jeff on Twitter at Jeff Hem PBP. Jeff, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for reaching out, Sparky. Good to catch up.
Absolutely. Okay, so first let's talk about Meeker, who the Brewers just called up. This dude's 29 years old and has had one heck of a baseball career to this point, huh?
He has. These stories to me, Sparky, never get old. Yes, the first rounders are fun and great to talk about, and they get to the big leagues too, and the prospects, but the path can be unique in this game. And the Brewers have a track record of finding good talent in all corners of this game, whether it's a 30th rounder, whether it's somebody out of independent ball, whether it's an undrafted free agent, or whether it is a first round pick. They know what they're doing. James is a hard worker. He's been great this year for the Sounds. He throws strikes. I think there's a certain level of confidence that the Brewers can have in a guy like this to whatever situation they might need to put him in here for his debut, that, there'll be nerves, no doubt. But once he kind of settles in, he fills up the strike zone. And that's a known commodity in his game. So it's a great story, and it's also another example of how much the Brewers have had to need the Sounds this year and use the Sounds. And so it's one of those that, in my opinion, if you're in the AAA clubhouse and you haven't gotten a call up yet, you are further reminded that anybody is under consideration. Anybody getting outs, anybody getting hits, anybody is fair game when your parent club is atop its division and trying to stay there. Anybody who's hot, anybody that they think can get the job done that they need, they're not looking at, well, where's the prospect rankings or where's the background or who's the highest draft choice. It's who's performing the best for what we need right now, and that's going to be the guy that they're going to go to. So it's an encouraging thing for the clubhouse at AAA when invariably when one guy goes up, you have those three or four guys of a comparable position who might be thinking, I'm happy for my teammate, but I also wish it was me. In this situation with a Meeker call-up, they can know that, all right, I might be close too because I'm doing a lot of what that guy's doing. So there's a couple layers to it that I think benefit short-term and long-term and more than just that it's Meeker getting the call-up this time.
As far as him in that clubhouse goes, though, because he was an older guy, independent ball, what was it, a 55-game scoreless streak or whatever it was, and then you had him in Australia. And now you have him there, and at 29, was he kind of one of the elder statesmen, kind of a leader in that clubhouse?
Yes and no, and I'm not in there all the time. I don't want to pretend right. that I can identify all the leaders. There are a lot of guys that we've had on this team at various points this year who've got major league time already, and so in that way, you usually think of those guys as some of the leaders on the team. So I don't know if Meeker would be considered one of the leaders on the team, but he definitely is a polished pitcher, given all the time in the game that he's had. And, you know, he was at double A last year and double A to start the year this year again. And, you know, the rise can happen quickly for guys. And sometimes the smallest adjustments can make the biggest impact, too. And all of a sudden, a guy that you might not have thought was on a big league radar a year ago or earlier this year or whenever, all of a sudden is in the big leagues. You know, that, like I said, I think that's a confidence boost for a lot of guys at AAA who are trying to be the next guy that gets summoned when there's a need.
When we talk about Meeker, what does he throw? Does he throw hard? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, he's going to fill up the zone. A lot of fastball slider combination. He's got a really good breaking ball. He's one of those guys that can get swing and miss in the zone.
Good.
He doesn't need to fool you necessarily with a curveball that falls out of the zone. He's not overwhelming with his velocity.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So it's not like he's a 98, 99 or anything like that, but he's got good stuff. Like I said, he's going to fill up the strike zone. A lot of cutters, a lot of sliders. The fastball is low 90s, but he mixes it up well with his breaking stuff and has just enough movement on everything that you might not swing and miss, but you're also not going to get the barrel on the ball.
Now, the one guy I think, Jeff, that all Brewers fans are kind of waiting on to see, and he was just named Minor League Pitcher of the Month down at AAA down in Nashville by you, is Carlos Rodriguez. Just how good has he been?
He has been terrific, and he's not just been terrific for a week or two. It's been 6-7 starts now that he has been so consistent. There were a few things I think that played a role early in the year that he did not get off to a dominant start the way he's been dominating lately. One is that the automatic ball strike system that AAA has been using now for over a year takes some getting used to. It's the smallest zone in baseball because the computer is making a decision. And so some of the walks early in the year, I think, were playing a role for Carlos just getting used to what the ABS is and what that zone is. And then, you know, getting acclimated to AAA, too. You know, he had just one start with the Sounds last year at the final week of the year. So he'd never been at this level. And facing hitters, you've got big league time and aren't going to chase things that maybe guys at AA did. That was a component. But he also, along with the pitching coaches here, Jeremy Accardo and Pat McGuff, he told me he identified a little mechanical component that had gotten out of whack. He said they realized his head was moving a little bit too much during his delivery, and it was affecting his command. So, again, like I said earlier with Meeker, like sometimes the smallest adjustments can make the biggest impact. He kind of got recalibrated with some of his mechanics. And the walk totals are down dramatically, and he is eating up innings and striking guys out. He's got six different pitches, And he truly, it's kind of a Robert Gasser type arsenal in that pick a day and any of the six pitches might be the one that leads the way for him in that particular outing based on hitter response and what's effective for him on that particular night. So it's really fun to watch because he's another guy that doesn't throw 98, 99, but he piles up some strikeouts in the zone just because everything is moving, everything gets located on the edges, and it's just not a comfortable at-bat for a hitter facing Carlos right now.
Talking with Jeff Hem, voice of the Nashville Sounds. Follow him on Twitter at Jeff Hem PBP. What about Chad Patrick? This is another guy that people I don't think are talking about, but 5-1, 2.87 ERA, 25 years old, and getting it done, it looks like, so far in Nashville.
Yeah, he has been terrific, and you're right. I think he's kind of a fly under the radar guy because he's 25. He's not in the prospect rankings, but it's not like a Meeker situation where he's been in pro ball for a long time. He's been pitching great. Similar component, I think, in some ways to Carlos Rodriguez, just attacking guys in the zone with different stuff. He's got a cutter that guys just cannot touch right now, or if they do, they can't make hard contact against it. He's really a fearless pitcher. He and Rodriguez and Meeker, the commonality, really, I think, is that they're not intimidated. Now, I know it's a different component should they ever get to the big leagues, and Meeker is getting to the big leagues. We'll see how it goes up there. But down here, there's a fearlessness about them that's really fun to watch. Patrick just keeps getting better and better, and he really, I think, has put himself on the radar. I know Pat Murphy mentioned it the other day that Rodriguez and Patrick were under consideration when Ashby was the one that got called up. Great problem to have. The Brewers have no shortage of good options down here if they have a need, and so far this year, they've had some needs, and it's been fun to watch guys go up and perform when there's been an opportunity. It's not going to stop.
I have one last player for you. I know he's 28, yeah, and I know he's on the 7-day injury list right now, but dude, Brewer Hicklin is just hitting.
So it's not like he's a 98, 99 or anything like that, but he's got good stuff. Like I said, he's going to fill up the strike zone. A lot of cutters, a lot of sliders. The fastball is low 90s, but he mixes it up well with his breaking stuff and has just enough movement on everything that you might not swing and miss, but you're also not going to get the barrel on the ball.
Now, the one guy I think, Jeff, that all Brewers fans are kind of waiting on to see, and he was just named Minor League Pitcher of the Month down at AAA down in Nashville by you, is Carlos Rodriguez. Just how good has he been?
He has been terrific, and he's not just been terrific for a week or two. It's been 6-7 starts now that he has been so consistent. There were a few things, I think, that played a role early in the year that he did not get off to a dominant start the way he's been dominating lately. One is that the automatic ball strike system that AAA has been using now for over a year takes some getting used to. It's the smallest zone in baseball because the computer is making the decision. And so some of the walks early in the year, I think, were playing a role for Carlos just getting used to what the ABS is and what that zone is. And then, you know, getting acclimated to AAA, too. You know, he had just one start with the Sounds last year at the final week of the year. So he'd never been at this level. And facing hitters, you've got big league time and aren't going to chase things that maybe guys at AA did. That was a component. But he also, along with the pitching coaches here, Jeremy Accardo and Pat McGuff, he told me he identified a little mechanical component that had gotten out of whack. He said they realized his head was moving a little bit too much during his delivery, and it was affecting his command. So, again, like I said earlier with Meeker, like sometimes the smallest adjustments can make the biggest impact. He kind of got recalibrated with some of his mechanics, and the walk totals are down dramatically, and he is eating up innings and striking guys out. He's got six different pitches, and he truly, it's kind of a Robert Gasser-type arsenal in that pick a day, and any of the six pitches might be the one that leads the way for him in that particular outing based on hitter response and what's effective for him on that particular night. So it's really fun to watch because he's another guy that doesn't throw 98, 99, but he piles up some strikeouts in the zone just because everything is moving, everything gets located on the edges, and it's just not a comfortable at-bat for a hitter facing Carlos right now.
Talking with Jeff Hem, voice of the Nashville Sounds. Follow him on Twitter at JeffHemPBP. What about Chad Patrick? This is another guy that people I don't think are talking about, but 5-1, 2.87 ERA, 25 years old, and getting it done, it looks like, so far in Nashville.
Yeah, he has been terrific, and you're right. I think he's kind of a fly under the radar guy because he's 25. He's not in the prospect rankings, but it's not like a Meeker situation where he's been in pro ball for a long time. He's been pitching great. Similar component, I think, in some ways to Carlos Rodriguez, just attacking guys in the zone with different stuff. He's got a cutter that guys just cannot touch right now. Or if they do, they can't make hard contact against it. He's really a fearless pitcher. He and Rodriguez and Meeker, the commonality, really, I think, is that they're not intimidated. Now, I know it's a different component should they ever get to the big leagues, and Meeker is getting to the big leagues. We'll see how it goes up there. But down here, there's a fearlessness about them that's really fun to watch. Patrick just keeps getting better and better, and he really, I think, has put himself on the radar. I know Pat Murphy mentioned it the other day that Rodriguez and Patrick were under consideration when Ashby was the one that got called up. Great problem to have. The Brewers have no shortage of good options down here if they have a need, and so far this year, they've had some needs, and it's been fun to watch guys go up and perform when there's been an opportunity. It's not going to stop.
I have one last player for you. I know he's 28, yeah, and I know he's on the 7-day injury list right now. But, dude, Brewer Hicklin is just hitting right now this year down there as an outfielder. How has he been dealing with the fact that he's still down there, even though he's hitting .284, 11 home runs, .983 OPS, 19 stolen bases? My goodness.
Yeah, the power-speed combo is really fun for Hicklin, and the Sounds need him to get back in the lineup for his own benefit to hopefully get to the big leagues at some point, but also for the team here. He's just a do-everything guy. And also, you know, you asked about leaders on the team. Hicklin is in that category. He's a terrific guy, works his tail off. Hopefully he's back soon. I do think he should be back soon from what it sounds like, but he's had a terrific start to the year. You know, no shortage of outfielders. The Brewers have a lot of depth. I think going into the year, I felt like they had a lot of starting pitching depth, and I felt like they had a lot of outfield depth. And those two components, I think, are still true because Joey Weimer is down here. Chris Roller is down here, and they're on the 40-man roster, and Hicklin is not. Although with like a call-up like Meeker and other guys, you don't have to be on the 40-man roster sometimes to get that opportunity, although it helps. So, you know, Hicklin has put himself in that category, I think, to be considered when he gets back healthy. If he keeps performing the way he has been, you know, that door could open for him at some point. You're right. He's been one of the MVPs of this team so far based on just his overall contribution, because it's not just power or just speed or just batting average. He really has done a little bit of everything for this team.
He is so good. Jeff Hem, voice of the Nashville Sounds. Follow him on Twitter at JeffHemPBP. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Porky.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jeff Hem on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.